In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you here on this Friday, everybody. It is the 14th of March today, and we're going to get right to it. Figure out what happened this week, economy-wise, and why it happened. Our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond is what we call it. For that, we've got Neela Richardson with us. She is from Bloomberg Government. Also, Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal. They are both in our cozy, cozy Washington Bureau. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Neela, let me start with you and the economic goings-on in Washington this week. There's apparently a deal now on long-term unemployment benefits in the Senate to restore those. They were dropped back in December. The president is making some moves on overtime. Is it possible that Washington has decided to get the way out of the way of the economy, that is?
You know what? At least with this emergency funding, I think there is some positivity. I say hooray for Washington for getting this done. And on overtime pay, that's a whole different issue. It adds to President Obama's phone and pen strategy of trying to get as much done on inequality and raising incomes that he can without using Congress.
Sudeep, is he getting traction on the income inequality thing that he's been trying to do? I mean, he's been raising the minimum wage for some new federal contractors and now the overtime thing?
He certainly is getting traction on this. You're seeing this not only in the United States, but globally. And this week, the International Monetary Fund was the latest to sound the alarm about income inequality around the world. So it is really a defining issue of our time. With the overtime rule in particular, the president is highlighting how so many millions of workers have come off the bottom rung of the ladder, but still aren't making enough to get by. These aren't the least skilled workers. These are the people who are actually doing better than others. And so they should be rising up more quickly. But if the White House decided it didn't have enough businesses annoyed by regulations and annoyed by rules, then it certainly found a way to add a few more to the list.
Yeah, Neela, there's going to be some pushback, right, on this overtime rule for sure?
Sure, there's going to be pushback, and it does add to some uncertainty, as Sudeep suggests. Look, there's going to be changes to the minimum wage, both at the federal, state, and local levels. There's pressure for that. There's changes to what is a full-time work week now because of Obamacare, and now here's a new set of regulations. So definitely pushback.
Does any of this, Sudeep, make you believe that the economy is going to get better, or is this a nuts-and-bolts solution, right? It's going to make a difference in people's lives, but not in the aggregate.
These are ways to move the pieces around as we're going through a moderate growth approach to the economy. Nobody is really counting on big changes in the economy from Washington. There might be, assuming the rest of the world cooperates, there might be some stronger growth by the end of the year in the United States. But this is really just to tread water and tread water in a different way than we've been doing it before.
Yeah. Speaking of the rest of the world, Neela, there is a referendum in Crimea this weekend. The markets have been a little jittery, but not honestly as bad as you'd think, given what's been going on. Why is the market just watching this and saying, okay, fine?
You know, the market, I think, feels pretty confident that the U.S. is isolated enough from the events in Russia and in the Ukraine.
Yeah, and we should
that
be clear.
That may change over the weekend.
Right. We should be clear. Well, it may change over the weekend. But we should be clear, you know, Russia's not a huge export market for us. Certainly Crimea is not either. So that's right. What's going on there.
Right. Right. And so the worst case scenario is a stepping up of sanctions if Russia becomes too aggressive. And again, that may not have the trigger for U.S. markets that would cause a lot of chaos.
Sudeep, what do you think?
Well, it's impossible for anyone in markets to plan for an actual war in a region, but to plan for an economic war, to discuss sanctions and all of the possibilities that would come out of this. If this happens to Crimea, if this happens to Ukraine, there are three or four steps down the line that have to occur before we see this. It is interesting to see that a place like Russia has gone in a quarter century from a total pariah for investors to be the promised land and back to pariah in such a short period of time in this this scale of the economy, that you're going to get to a point where people will say, okay, well, maybe I just want to avoid that part of the region, and it cuts off yet another part of the global economy from the prospects of integration.
Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend over there. Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal, he is in Washington. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government, also, I should say, in Washington. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, good weekend, Kai.
All right, take it easy. On Wall Street today, there was a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then some more of this. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.